The Travis letter has seen some wear and tear. It traveled across a war-torn Texas in the 1800s. It was folded, kept in jackets and saddlebags, copied, and even disappeared for a number of years. In the early 20th century, the letter was heavily exhibited after it became the property of the state. But all that exposure has deteriorated the ink and paper. Sarah Norris is a conservator who has been working to preserve the letter.
There has been some pretty significant light damage over time, and that's because the letter has been exhibited so much.
Norris says that light damage is cumulative, and there isn't any way to reverse the document's exposure to light.
So we need to be very careful to limit it as we go along so that we can be sure that this document is with us for many more years.
The Travis letter will return to the Alamo later this month, where it will be on display from February 23rd through March 7th. Tyler Pratt, KUT News.